Turbines for Goalposts, episode 5. Hope everyone is well. I'm doing all right. As a Forest Green, an important win in the league midweek, followed up by a not-so-important heavy defeat in the FA Cup. Sees them dumped out. They're one and done. Much like Donald Trump. If only he'd concede as easily as they did. Political banter! Once we finish that, we'll look ahead to the next couple of games in Who's That Team? And then we'll talk about soap. We'll talk about trees. Don't worry, I'll make it fun. Alright, hello everyone. Let's dive straight in. Tuesday night. At home to Leighton Orient, who came into the game in good form. So this was going to be a test for the Rovers. And, well, eventually they came through it, didn't they? Bit of team news. Kane Wilson came into defence. Cadden wasn't available again. But other than that, it was more or less the full-strength team. What Mark Cooper appears to view as his best lineup at the moment. And it was fairly even Stevens in the first half for a little while. Jamil Matt from very close range, a little sort of flicked effort, saved at his feet by the keeper. Then what can only be described as an agricultural challenge from the Orient man on Aaron Collins, who's pretty lucky to get away with that injury from that one. It was nasty. Wagstaff takes the free kick, sort of swings it to about the edge of the box. It's hooked on by a Moore Taylor. And there he is, Odin Bailey, finally. We said that he was going to get one. And there he is. Runs onto it, very nice little sort of half volley, left foot in at the near post. Good for him. Been waiting for that for a while. And again, it's nice when Forest Green take the lead. They could do with doing it more often, couldn't they? But it is what it is. Didn't hold on to it for long, though, because, I mean, this wasn't a great goal to give away. Well, you know, it wasn't as bad as what happened against Cheltenham twice, which was just very depressing. But it wasn't a great goal to give away. A pass upfield, Godwin Malief sort of overcommits. Can't quite get to the ball, can't cut it out. And then he's chasing back, but can't cut out the cross that comes along the edge of the area, and Josh Wright finishes it. And then, as you go into the second half, Matt Stevens comes on at halftime to freshen things up. And the time's ticking away, and if you're looking at other results, as I'm sure you were, like me, you could see Newport were losing, Cheltenham had already lost, other teams up at the top looked like they were going to drop points, so you're sort of desperate for Forest Green to not make the same mistake themselves and try and catch up some of that ground that they lost with the defeat to Cheltenham. And then Stevens hit the bar at one point, and then what was about 12 minutes to go, was it? A corner from Odin Bailey. Hard to tell if it got a touch at the near post. People were challenging for it, but I don't think anyone got a touch on it, but it doesn't really matter because at the back post was Matt Stevens waiting to just sort of poke it home. Very nice. Another knee slide. Everyone does the knee slide nowadays, don't they? I feel like that was invented by Thierry Henry. Might be wrong. I just have a lot of mental images of him doing it and looking pretty cool. But now it's just sort of, it's the default celebration, isn't it? If you don't do the knee slide, I suppose you've got Ronaldo with the ego twist, we'll call it. But I suppose if you're Ronaldo, you can do an ego twist. That's probably fair enough, isn't it? Everyone else does the knee slide. Just waiting for someone to take it in a new direction. What's going to be next in the art of celebration? And they held on relatively comfortably for the last 10 minutes. And look at that. Catapulted. Was that a catapulting? Yeah, let's go. It catapulted up the league. That sent them up to third. Very nice. So they're only 4 points off top spot after that. So, I think I recall in the last episode when bemoaning the horrible goals that we'd let Cheltenham score. Sort of saying, when was the last time Forest Green conceded a goal that wasn't absolutely horrible? Well, the answer to that is Saturday, just gone, isn't it? Away at Lincoln in the FA Cup. Which, if nothing else, was a good chance for Forest Green players to go, oh, right, that's how you're supposed to finish. I see. So, yeah. Well, where do we begin? The imps. Those pesky imps. They ransacked our cathedral. They flipped over our furniture and tripped up our bishop, didn't they? Well and truly. But I'll try and run through these goals. First goal. I've written here in brackets, Odin Bailey views closing down as optional. He started heading towards the man, but then I think he just thought, I'll let him hit it from there. Yeah. That guy called Grant. Absolute belter into the top corner from 25 yards. Nice. Second goal. Kitching didn't have a great game, let's be honest. Just doing a little bit of holding in the box. Penalty, finished very nicely. Third goal, I actually thought that was better than the first goal. The third goal, ball played forward, a great first touch. Takes one Forest Green central defender out of the equation. Turns him. And then another couple of touches to get past the second one. And then a very nice finish into the bottom corner. This was a bit of a clinic, really. I was impressed. Apparently Lincoln had dropped some players from their first team for this. Bloody hell. I'm glad they did in that case. Listen to this. They had 13 shots in that game. 9 of them on target. We're not used to that. Forest Green are not used to those sorts of stats. So, fourth goal, can't remember. I think that was the one. Oh, no, that was the fifth one, wasn't it? Where Kitchen got totally mugged off down in the sort of the left back position he'd sort of been drawn out to. And then it got knocked across and finished. I think the fourth goal was the one with a couple of nice little back heels in it. That was also a nice goal. I mean, really, it's just a procession, really. I think in between the fourth and fifth, this was the order, wasn't it? Whitehouse gets himself a goal against his old club, which must have been, I suppose, a little bit gratifying for him. Getting totally spanked probably took a little bit off of the shine off of that for him, but a little sort of poked-in finish from the six-yard box. And then the sixth goal, it was a pretty strong shot to the near post. The keeper got down well, but spilt it. And then you have to say the finish, sort of a turning finish from a tight angle, was very well done. So, yeah, then Jake Young, with his fourth of the season. That's all right, isn't it? Silver linings and all that. Gets a sort of a second consolation. And this was brilliant. I think it was Aaron Collins. So we're deep into injury time. It is 6-2. Jake Young's just scored the second. It's 6-2. And Aaron Collins does the move where you run in and pick the ball up to run back to the centre circle so you can get play started again. That is, you got to love the optimism there. Come on, lads, we could do this. What do you mean, Aaron? It's 6-2. We definitely can't do this, but God love you anyway. Jake Young has scored a goal every 92 minutes he's been on the pitch this season. That's proper, isn't it? I mean, come on then, I'll give you a bit of team news. Cadham was back for this one. Collins dropped out. Jamil Matt was out. So, yeah, Jake Young and Matt Stevens started. But, come on. I know it's a bit embarrassing to get six knocked past you, but it's not the end of the world, is it? This is far from being a priority for Forest Green this season. So, yeah, they are they really were serious about concentrating on the league. And in which case, job done, boys, job done. One, two, three, four!
Who's that team? Who's that team?
Okay, Tuesday night, Forest Green are playing Swindon Town in the, I can barely believe I'm saying this, Papa John's Pizza EFL Trophy. Who's that team? Nicknamed the Robins, could you guess what colour shirts they wear? They were formed in 1879. They play at the County Ground. They were in League Two last season, weren't they? With Forest Green. But they won it and got promoted. Who's that team? And they now sit fifth from bottom of League One. Who's that team? Interestingly, the manager who took them up, Richie Wellens, left Swindon, well, a few days ago, not long ago, literally within the week, to drop back down to League Two to go to the Minnows of Salford. So, Swindon are now managed by Noel Hunt. Okay, I mean, what is there to say about this? If Forest Green are concentrating on the league, so much so that they get spanked 6-2 in the FA Cup, then I can only assume they're barely going to field enough players to make a team on Tuesday night. I mean, come on. They've just got to phone this one in, get knocked out and move on, haven't they? Then, Saturday, back to League Two action. They are at home to Mansfield, nicknamed the Stags, formed in 1897. I'll tell you one thing that I've realised doing this particular section is that my geographical knowledge of England is poor, but getting better all the time, I suppose, every week. Mansfield is basically right in the middle of England, north of Nottingham, south of Sheffield. They're a weird team. They're 22nd in the league. They're only one place above relegation, but they haven't lost that many games. They've drawn 7 out of their 11 games this season. They just recently appointed Nigel Clough as their manager. And in the FA Cup, they just knocked out Sunderland. So hopefully, that's the old new manager bounce, well and truly used up there. Oh, I forgot to mention, they wear yellow. What is sort of a golden yellow with like a blue V around the neck, if you like that sort of thing. So, again, come on. If you're talking automatic promotion, you have to win this game. What am I going to go for? Is it going to be another draw with the draw specialists? No, no, I think we're going to win this. Jamil Matt, Jake Young, Cole Winchester, 3-1.
Who's that team?
Okay, I realised I'd forgotten something really important. I'd never forgive myself if I didn't mention this. Mansfield signed former Forest Green defensive stalwart Farron Rawson. In the off season, he left Rovers after being there for a couple of seasons. Moved to Mansfield. I liked Farron Rawson. He was normally good for at least one clearance completely out of the ground per game. If he was doing like a bio under likes, he'd probably just put headbutting. That's a bit harsh. He's got a bit of a short fuse, and if somebody were to be a bit niggly, be a bit of a shithouse, Ibu Adams, he's very liable to get himself booked or possibly sent off. Not that I'm, you know, suggesting Forest Green should use such tactics, but yeah, worth considering. Okay, a couple of bits of news. Forest Green's Twitter, busy again. A couple of announcements this week. They have got an ongoing partnership with a company called Faith in Nature, who makes soaps and stuff like that. So all the soaps at the New Lawn, not that they're being used at the moment. They're all made by this company. They're cruelty-free, so nothing gets squirted into a bunny's eye. They're all plant-based. It's all made in the UK. I mean, that's good, isn't it? Come on. That's really good. And apparently, there's a new Forest Green soap coming out that's made with actual grass from the new lawn. Extracts of the new lawn. So, if you want to... if you want to smell like a, I don't know, like a scuffed clearance or an overhit cross, boy have we got a soap for you. And then Forest Green also announced another cool sounding partnership with a Vermont-based non-profit called One Tree Planted. The pledge is that for every goal Forest Green score this season, they're going to plant 10 trees. They got an area of Scotland earmarked, ready to go. We just need lots and lots of goals. Dale Vince has pledged to match any pledge made by fans. That's us. We can do that. So I think we should do that. I'm gonna pledge some. And my small but loyal following here at Turbines for Goalposts, I would implore you. You should do the same. You think to yourself, oh yeah, but what's a couple of trees? What's that going to do in the grand scheme of things? Well, you're right. It won't do much, but it'll do more than nothing. So that's good. I'll put a link up on Twitter, TurbinesG on Twitter. Let's do some pledging. So I'm looking forward with surely our prolific attack. We'll have Jake Young Grove, won't we? Yeah. Jameel Matt Copps, Carl Winchester Spinney, Odin Bailey Boscage. Could you tell that I'd got the old thesaurus, the online thesaurus out for Woodland. Anyway, I think that's great. Let's do it. And I think that'll pretty much do us for this week. So, go on the Rovers. Forest Green. Forest Green. Forest Green. Rovers. Forest Green.